from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. That's all.
Freestyle.
Talking about what I've been hearing the last few days about Pajemski. Utah apparently wants him. Heard from Anthony Slater, who writes for The Athletic, covers the Warriors. He didn't say that Pajemski was untouchable. I don't
you
think
have
there's
that
any
sound. Carter
yes.
has thumbs up. Yep.
Yeah, here you go.
All right.
Here you go.
Let's hear a slate.
I mean, they don't want to trade him. He is, you know, beloved organizationally. They think he has, like, winning qualities. And one of, I would say, the rare aspects of Pajemski compared to their other recent draft picks is not only, obviously, does the front office love the talent and draft him and want him to play, but the head coach as a rookie, like, couldn't keep him off the floor, right? I mean, Steve Kerr's putting him in his best lineup last year. His plus minus is great. He's raving about him, you know, as a rookie. So there is not much of an appetite for the Warriors to trade him. Now, again, like, if it comes down to a major trade and he is the swing piece, like, you know, sometimes you do have to give stuff up. We'll see. But yeah, they're not actively looking to move him. But part of the reason why he has an appeal not only to the Warriors but on the market to a team like Utah, he's got 3 more years of very cheap money. You know, he's just entering year 2 of a 4-year rookie deal, and he was the 19th overall pick. That's really cheap, you know, labor in a lot of ways. But that's also why the Warriors want to protect him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's why the Warriors like him. See, I think one way to look at it is, I mean, I'd have to look, but Pajemski's probably making what? He was the 19th. He's probably making $3 or $4 million.
All right.
Well, he's better than a $3 or $4 million player right now.
No doubt about it.
So he's got he's outperforming his contract. How many Warriors are outperforming their contract?
I got you.
Steph? Draymond? I don't think so. Not right now.
When he's out there, but I'll give that
to
you.
The last 2 years, he is not outperforming.
Wiggins, hell no.
Wiggins, no.
So I see where you're going, and I want to read this to you from the YouTube chat, Jesse Rivas.
Mm-hmm.
Goo, don't forget the greatest Warrior ever is not known for Steph, his athletic abilities. I think you're giving JK too much credit based just on athleticism. I feel that. I'm not. Chef's got some athleticism, but he don't play above the rim. My point with JK is, Steiny, I believe the DNA and his physical attributes are what are going to be a part of if they decide to give him.
No doubt.
But that's
never give him that based on that.
Okay, no doubt.
Hell, give Darius Miles the max back in the day.
And that's why Lacob told Aldridge and Marcus Thompson, Steiny, in the interview that Kuminga had a pretty good year. He made some leaps.
He absolutely did.
And when you keep hammering home Deion Sanders, he's 21. You keep saying, I'm like, damn, JK's still a pup.
Yep. You know who else is a pup? Scotty Barnes. He's 22.
Not his bank account.
Toronto just paid him 5 years, $225
million. Damn,
you know
man.
Who else is a puppy? Cade Cunningham.
How much they give him?
Five for $225.
If you're Kuminga, though, you got to be smiling that, okay, maybe I don't eclipse that when I'm going to be in the ballpark.
I don't know if I can. I just don't know if I can do that.
Well, it's on their radar, though, I mean, Steiny. It is.
Let me ask Warrior fans about that. Okay, we all like Kuminga.
Yeah.
We all like Kuminga a lot. Do you just give him a blank check like these other two guys?
Carter, would you do it? If it were up to you right now, would you extend him before you had to?
I think I probably would, yeah. I'm looking at the Franz Wagner number, too, because they were in the same draft class. I think he got
what's that one?
224?
Yeah, that's the max.
God, Steiny.
5 for 224. Barnes, Cunningham, and Wagner all got that.
I just don't see what we've seen thus far, even though I'm like, oh, he's got to get to Phil Handy and work on his handle. He's still impactful. Steiny, I think you got a bit. I think
well, those three guys are all better than
yeah,
him right now.
And I agree with that.
So I don't know. I think it's a
but
I
all
think
three
it's a
of those
one.
Guys have, what word am I, they don't have a Curry in front of them. Cade is open gym, you know, in Detroit. Wagner's part of a good young Orlando team, Steiny. And Barnes, it goes through him. Kuminga has to share. And the reason I bring that up is if it's about hollow numbers or just numbers, whatever you definitely, if you put Kuminga in a system with no Curry, he'll run up and down and would, you know what I mean?
They'd lose.
Yeah, no doubt. But he would win in regard to, I can match those numbers that my guys in my class are putting up in other locales.
Yeah, I don't look at it like that. Like, I know Kuminga's numbers aren't going to be as good as those other guys because he doesn't quite play as much. But I don't know. That's a hefty number for a
it
guy.
Is.
And I'm here's the
but that's the going rate.
Not for me. Oh. Not for me. It isn't.
Or and maybe, with IU too, right?
Well, we'll see.
But he's watching his guys get paid.
But here's the thing. The reason I think there's a very, I don't know about good chance, the reason I think the Warriors may not extend Kuminga this year is because they can now tell Kuminga, things have changed. You saw it firsthand with Klay Thompson. Things have changed.
So you don't have faith in me anymore, Joe?
It's not that. It's that we're not going to commit $40 million a year to you right now. We can't. We can't.
What's the difference in 1 year, Joe?
What do you mean?
Okay, so you're saying you don't know if I'm going to be around here.
I'm saying go prove it for another year.
Yeah.
And by the way, don't give me that attitude because we have you under our control. So you better be careful.
You really believe teams might covet the IQ and the heart that Pajimski displays, who is a more mature player. I hope that don't come off wrong, than Kuminga right now, I believe, and knows his assignments better. You think there would be teams like, we'll take him over just the roll of the dice with JK.
It's no longer a roll of the dice when he gets $40 million. So I could absolutely see, I don't know if it's a handful of teams, if it's half the league, it might be 25 teams that look at Jonathan Kuminga and say, boy, I like him, we like him, we like him. He's really athletic and he's got a big upside, but we don't know right now if we can pay him $40 million. There's too much of an unknown. But I'll tell you what we do
Charles
know.
Right on YouTube, there's no way JK is worth $40 million a year. But if that's the going rate, Steiny.
But that's the problem. That's where you make a mistake. If Scotty Barnes isn't a one, they're in trouble. They just are. And, like, I don't know. I'm different. Going rate? Those guys are all better than you, Kuminga. Mm. They're all better than you right now. So that's the other thing. What if you had to pay Kuminga on what he is right now?
Like, why that number is nowhere near 40.
Why are we paying Kuminga for what he might be? Well, we've seen him play 3 years. Maybe the Warriors feel like, you know what? He's really good, but he's never going to be a $40, $45 million player. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. All I'm saying is,
so Jordan Poole proved it that year when he balled out, when he got his contract, that he was $25 million player?
I think they were a different team then. Mm. With a different future and a different mindset. I think right now, this in the Joe Lacob era is the most cost conscious they've ever been. And they have to be because they're not as good anymore. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski. Is there anybody out there that believes other teams may want Pajemski more than Kuminga? Is there anybody out there that believes, I think the Warriors would rather hold on to Pajemski because they're scared of, not scared, but because they're not sure of what Kuminga's going to turn into.
And if you think, who on the Warriors is untouchable? Giants and Niners, Donnie. Like, again, I only have Curry under that column of untouchable, and I don't think that bodes well. Like, if I just came down from Mars and I said, let me see a list of who's untouchable for the Warriors, and whatever team it was only had one player, I wouldn't be shocked with the follow-up being that team didn't make the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, that matches. You would want your team to have three or four untouchables.
Ideally. The Warriors did when they were champions.
Well that, man.
I mean, I don't think the Warriors would give Kuminga 5 years like Cunningham, but, I mean, the number... I mean, 4 for 160? 4 for 180? Is that what we're looking at?
I think it's just about not when. If, it's when.
See, if...
The 4 for 180, Stoney.
I'd play hardball with that then. I would. 4 for 180 with Kuminga.
Yeah.
I got to play hardball. I have to. I have to. I'd have to say not now, Jonathan. You got to go. Listen.
What's his biggest to-do list? What do you need to see more from Kuminga? Like, what's the I mean, know there's
gonna
multiple.
Hate this. His defense off the ball is awful.
Wow.
He's not a particularly good passer. He hasn't developed a three-point shot yet. He doesn't rebound. And then lastly, I'm not crazy about his basketball IQ.
Man.
And then lastly, if you're going to make $40, $45 million, can he make teammates better?
Well, that's a hell of a list, Donnie.
I'm just telling you what I think.
No, I'm just, man, I don't know if you could get all that in one offseason, but listening to Lakeup a couple days ago, he said a lot of dudes have been taking advantage of the summer, so we'll see, but damn.
888-957-9570 is the number. 510 on the Xfinity mobile text line for Kuminga, $40 million a year is high, but that's the going rate. It's not about right or wrong. It is what it is. That may very well be what the Warriors end up thinking. That's a tough decision for me to give him that much money. So, yeah, anyway, let's go to Tim. Tim's in Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, Tim? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? Fellas, this is a borderline disgrace, what's going on. Oh, I mean, fellas, no, listen.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, Wiggins goes out. Kuminga comes in. You literally win games. Let's rewind the clock. Go back. You win games for the way he performs, right? Last year, let's rewind the clock. The kid was out of the rotation against Portland, out of it, right? Kerr goes to him. They not only win that game because of him, they have won multiple games because of him. Like, it's no question about it. He averages 20 from the rest of the year, right? A skilled player, very skilled, left hand, right hand, can score all three levels, jump shot, mid-range, to the basket. And listen to what we say. Yeah, is there 2 to 3 teams that probably want Pajinski more? Absolutely, right? Doesn't surprise me. But listen to the hypocritical talk you guys are saying. Cade Cunningham, Scottie Barnes, these guys got numbers like crazy because of opportunity. Listen how emphatic you are that they are so better than him. We talk about winning basketball, and we got a guy that just got 240 for a team that broke the record for amount of losses in a season. But you guys are just so emphatic on how good they are. But our guy who doesn't get that same playing time, they are way better than you, way better than him. But what impact of winning have they had? Nothing. No impact on winning. But now, the kid has no IQ. I've seen great passes left, right hand, on the court. The kid does have a 3-point shot. I see a 33% shooter from three. That's probably going to be better this year. Everybody else is, I'll say it to you now, I say it to you in the past. And Guru, I love what you're saying, but saying all that stuff about his athleticism
I said what you just said. I just said, and they're telling me on the YouTube chat, not to cut you off, everything you just said about Kuminga, I just said. So when you say both of us, it's not both of us. I just said you put JK on another system, he would put up those numbers.
I agree with you. Yeah. What I'm saying is, whenever we talk about how good athletically he is, nobody gives him credit that he could play a great floor game. Mm. Listen how Steiny just said he had no IQ.
Right? I didn't say no. I said low.
Yeah.
I said low. And he does have a low IQ because he picked up the game late. He'll get smarter. Let me put it this way. I knew this was going to happen. That's fine.
I'm
looking at this website, SpoTrack, and they do a lot of salary stuff, right? So they're breaking down, Cade Cunningham got $200 million, whatever. And under Jonathan Kuminga, they have a projection.
SpoTrack.
4 years, $108 million. $27 million a year. You know what? I'll do that. If I'm the Warriors, you can have that contract tomorrow. That one I'll do.
Would Kuminga be happy?
That's up to Kuminga.
I don't think that gets it done, Steiny.
And I'm not paying him $160 to $180 right now. I think what ticked
the collar off too, Steiny, is this. Lucas sent us something. We'll get down on the break about what's going on with Utah and marketing. But Steiny, the pods thing. If I'm Kuminga, I'm not, and it's nothing against Pods. He's not doing this. That's where I'm like, man, that is night and day. We're talking about, you know what I mean? Just on the basketball court right now, Kuminga and Pods are totally different. Now, impact is different, but as far as what they could be, oh my gosh.
I'm looking at, and I remember saying this, when did the Warriors have JaVale McGee? Like 7 years ago? Anyway, there was a point during their careers when JaVale McGee was playing for the minimum with the Warriors. He was making like $2 million. And Rudy Gobert was making $25 million. And the way I look at it is, well, Rudy Gobert's not 12 times better than JaVale McGee. I'd rather have JaVale McGee at $2 million than Rudy Gobert at 25.
2016, yeah.
And I would rather have Brandon Podziemski at $5 million than Jonathan Kuminga at $40 million.
Right now.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Just because I don't want to sign Kuminga for $40 million this year, maybe I'll sign him for $40-plus million next year. I will. But
the confidence level.
I can't.
Yeah.
I think he's got too many holes in his game to be a $40, $45 million player right now.
That list you gave, damn.
What?
I said, what's on the to-do list? What's at the top? But you kept going, itemizing. And to be a complete basketball player, you got to work on everything. But I do wonder, and you're going to throw something at me, Steiny, I do wonder how this system is predicated on guys that have been here, icons like Dre and Steph, and it not going through JK, how much more difficult it's making on, no excuses on JK to get that stuff down. If you catch my drift, he'll never step on the court where it's about, I can do this and that. He's got to go through, I'm the third or fourth fiddle.
So but he's on a team with Curry.
And right. Cunningham's not, Barnes is not,
Kuminga averaged 22 a game over 36 minutes last year. So it's like, I'm not sitting here saying, well, Barnes is better because of his numbers. No, Barnes is better because he's played more in his 3 years. And yes, he had an opportunity to get better numbers, but Barnes is a much more polished player. Yeah. Austin in San Jose.
Oh, guy.
What's going on, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, man, that brother ahead of me, man, he was serious. He was bringing it, man. I feel like, I don't know, I can follow that.
Austin, before you start, I don't know where you're at on Kuminga like him, because he loves him some Kuminga.
Well, I go way back with Kuminga, man. I was one of the defendants of Kuminga way back when JD was on, and he couldn't stand the guy for whatever reason. But no, JK is still the guy. I just want to go back to the marketing part of it, though. He's worth whatever the market says he's worth, man. Mm. I mean, you know, we don't get to decide whether we'd like to pay a guy 30, 40. You know, really, that's all good conversation. But, ticket prices don't change whether we pay him or not. So if JK gets his chicken, I'm not going to complain. The one thing I am concerned about, though, Guru, is kind of where you were going, though. If we look at Pods, and we got nothing against Pods, but I look at Pods and what he's done over the last year or two, which is great. But he's a very flawed player. I mean, he's limited in terms of what I think he's going to be. I mean, he fits into this Kerr system pretty well. Kerr tends to like guys to run his system. He's found a way to make the coach happy. He plays good defense. Hey, the guy has got irrational confidence, which, you know, I cannot, say anything bad about. But to start talking about him in the same context as Jonathan Kuminga is a little crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I just think we got to be a little careful. We start talking about IQ. That triggers me and makes me twitch a little bit. So I think we got to be careful about talking about IQ when it comes to basketball. I don't know that anybody's been able to quantify that. So that sounds really kind of
racial undertones is what you're saying.
I just don't like it. Triggers people. But the real question is the value of Kuminga and Pod. So if outside of Warrior Land, I want to know what the value on a trade or whatever is of JK versus Pod, because that's what matters. It's an asset. It's an asset, guys.
Right.
It's not about, hey, we love the guy, we hate him. That's fine. But the real issue for a basketball player on any team is, what is the value? What does he have any asset value? What I'm worried about, Steiny, is that we keep telling ourselves that JK has all this value, he's untouchable, all this stuff. But then when it comes to win, what happens if his value goes down? And we've seen that happen when we hold on to a guy too long. All of a sudden, he loses value. I want to make sure that we move, either play the guy now or move him for somebody that can really help us win now. So to me, it's all about where Dunleavy's got to figure out is, at what point do I either use this guy on the team now or we trade him for value somewhere else? That's where the real genius of the GM job comes in my opinion, guys. Right. That's all I got. I'll keep this thing.
But Kuminga's playing right now. I was going to say that to Austin.
That's the thing. Nobody's saying Pods is better than Kuminga.
No, I get it.
But what I'm saying is, I think there's teams out there that let's say we don't have interest in Kuminga. Why not? Because he's due a contract extension.
Or we already have one.
Plain and simple, that's it.
Or we already have one.
Like, if the Warriors are having, and I don't know that they are, but if the Warriors are having trouble deciding whether or not to pay Kuminga 35, 40, or 50, what's another team that hasn't even seen him for 3 years better feel like we want to get Kuminga and we're paying him because we think he could be part of our future? I think there are teams out there that say, we like Kuminga a lot, but we don't know if we can pay him.
Oh, man.
That kind of...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.